Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Ooh. Okay, Lordy McLordy. So, Violent Night. In a Bristol watering hole, Santa, as played by David Harbour, is drowning his sorrows. But far from being a stand-in Santa for the festive season, he's actually the real deal. He is the real Santa Claus. And it has to be said that the shine of being Father Christmas has clearly worn off. However, that's all going to change when he gets stuck inside an obnoxiously rich household who are under siege from armed robbers led by John Leguizamo. Intent on leaving the house with pots of cash, it is the sole good egg of 8-year-old Trudy who manages to raise Santa on an old walkie-talkie. What then ensues is an ongoing firefight between Santa and the naughty list robbers, which goes on for about an hour or so. And kind of there you have it. The ending you can guess and the movie's Home Alone meets Die Hard premise wilts quicker than flame retardant tinsel on a bonfire. Whilst David Harbour and John Leguizamo are clearly better than the material they've been given, rising star Alexis Lauder similarly tries to make the best of a tiresome script. So whilst Violent Night suffers from a lack of wit or originality, it attempts to supplant these critical deficiencies with body gore and an increasing body count. Santa slays all before him and the Christmas tropes all kind of roll out on cue, slathered on like tripe on a decaying turkey. Ultimately, in what amounts to an assembly kit of much better scenes as you've seen in other movies, director Tommy Wakola delivers what you'd expect of him in a Christmas offering that doesn't really warrant unwrapping. If you need to see bad guys being picked off with ice picks, shovels, sledgehammers, bowling balls and Christmas baubles, then there are other better, more deserving movies to distract you on Netflix, Apple, Amazon or any other entertainment service. You know their names. And if you can't remember which classics I'm referring to, trust me, Violent Night is that kind of movie that will be at pains to remind you exactly which ones they were.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.